Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Tell us a little bit about Make Your Own Rules.
Well, it's a sort of an anecdotal odyssey of some of my business experiences, and it's based on the fact that I really had no experience in these businesses prior to getting into them, and that actually served me well, as opposed to you'd think you're not going to hire a guy who hasn't had experience before, but in my case, it enabled me to ask a lot of questions. I have an inquisitive mind, and as a consequence, I learned a lot along the way, as it were. Now, do you pay for that learning curve? No, if you're careful, you know, you can learn. Businesses, I didn't go into complicated businesses, you know, nothing that had to do with Onyx, Phonics, and Tronics, as it were. So, these were relatively simple business experiences, and what I say in the book is anecdotal to my experience, and hopefully people, when they read it, will have a little fun and get something out of it.
Were you able to use your TV success to help launch your business career?
No, I don't think that played a part in it, but it does. What I do talk about in the book is the fact that most entrepreneurial activity is creative as opposed to being administrative. You know, you think in a large corporation, it's much more administrative. In a small company, it's creative. You have to think out of the box. You have to do a lot of things. You have to, you know, you can't be a specialist. You have to be able to put out all the fires, answer all of the questions, and learn a lot about what the business is.
Wayne Rogers is also a panelist on Fox Business Channel's Cashing In. Tell us about that experience.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, ordinarily we would be taping today's show for tomorrow, but Egypt has usurped our time. That experience is just a continuation of all of the things I do. People say to me, how did you make a transition from being an actor to a businessman? Well, you don't make a transition. You either have that in you or you don't. You know, the fact of the matter is you may have a second life playing a piano somewhere in a joint at night. I don't know, but there are a lot of things that certain people do, and if you have the capacity to do it and the energy to do it and the inquisitiveness to learn about it, you'll do it. And as my wife says to me, I'm actually probably diseased. She said, you just can't stop doing it. There's some truth to that, I think.
Wayne, here in Michigan, business entrepreneurs have challenges with a business tax, which is too high, lots of rules, lots of regulations. So what would your advice be to state government to help entrepreneurs and businesses grow?
Well, I talk about that in the book. You've got to get rid of all of the regulatory stuff and allow competition. In a free market society, competition is what delivers the best product at the lowest price, not regulation. And in this country, we've put away the antitrust laws for the last 50 years. We've allowed the government to get too big, both at the federal, state, and local level. We've allowed corporations to get too big to fail. We have to bail them out, all of that. They should have been broken up a long time ago. If we didn't learn those lessons in the last century, and we didn't apparently, because we got 535 guys up in Washington who allegedly represent the public and really are representing themselves, it's a terrible thing. I don't know how to cure this. I don't know how to turn this back because people don't read history. I mean, the banking crisis is a perfect example of it. You think that we had this 2,500 or 2,400 pages on the new Bank Reform Act. That's insane. I mean, when you think that the Glass-Steagall Act, which was passed in 1933 after the Depression, is only 35 pages long. And these guys in Congress didn't even read this act. I mean, we have a government that has run amok. And it's our fault. We elect them.
We have been talking with Wayne Rogers, who was Trapper John with the TV series MASH. Do you do much with the cast, with the crew, with the television show anymore?
Well, I'm going to have lunch with Alan Alda today, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, send him our best. Thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Success with your new book, sir.
Thank you.